Baruch Hashem, it is day number 16 of our daily study of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. And Mazel Tov, in our daily study of three chapters a day of Mishneh Torah, we're ending Hilchas Avedas Kechavim, the laws of idol worship. As we mentioned, there are 12 chapters in that subject. We're finishing those chapters. We're doing chapters 10, 11, and 12 today in the three chapters a day of Mishneh Torah. And we're going to finish up the idolatry-related mitzvahs. We have all prohibitions today, finishing off the 49 prohibitions and two positive commandments related to idolatry. All right. Negative commandment number 35 is the prohibition of a specific form of idolatrous practice, which is known as chaver chaver. Loosely translated, that would be whispering incantations, casting spells. It was normally done over a snake or a scorpion, but I don't believe it has to be done that way. It's just general reciting utterances that are supposed to have some type of a magical effect. Negative commandment 38 is the Doirish El Hamesim, one who conducts a seance. He tries to communicate with the dead and channel the dead. It's described there's a practice where one fasts and then sleeps in a graveyard with the hope of channeling and contacting a spirit of a departed person. Negative commandment 36. All right, this will be somewhat familiar to you. You remember we had the prohibition against conducting the Oiv ritual or ceremony. That's where somebody, some conjurer, would cause a voice to speak from under his arm. So this commandment, negative 36, is the commandment against consulting such a person. We had earlier the commandment against conducting that ritual. Now, today, we have the commandment against going and seeking out somebody to do that ritual on your behalf, right? If people don't buy stolen goods, then thieves will stop stealing stolen goods. So same type of idea here. This is giving business to these people who, these fortune tellers, who conduct these oiv ceremonies. That's negative 36. Negative 37 is the prohibition against seeking out and consulting the yudaini. Remember the yudaini? That was a similar ceremony, but a different prohibition. That's where they would have this bird from this bone from this bird, and he would put it in his mouth, and he would start channeling voices. At any rate, negative 37 is the prohibition against going and seeking out such a person. Negative commandment 34, the prohibition against kishuf, witchcraft. Not to conduct any practices of sorcery, black magic, and the like. All right, now the rest of the prohibitions that we have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven more prohibitions. None of them are prohibitions that people would automatically associate with idol worship. Or maybe I should say it like this. I don't think most modern people would automatically associate these actions, these prohibited actions, with idol worship. However, the Rambam classifies all of these and deals with all of these where? Specifically in the chapters dealing with the prohibition of idolatry, because all of these practices have idolatrous roots and associations. Even though I'll give you the first example and you'll say, what? That's in Hilchas Avedas Kechavim, that's where it's dealt with in the laws prohibiting idolatry. Negative commandment 43 is the prohibition against destroying the payas, the corners of the hair. This prohibition is for men, not for women. But we have to leave the hair in the corners of the head. And what does it have to do with idolatry? That used to be the big Aveda Zora haircut. The idolatrous priests used to have this round haircut where they would destroy the corners. They would shave off the corners of the hair to make a round, completely round hairline. Now, that's it's prohibited from to destroy that part of the hair, even if one, for instance, shaves the entire head, and so it doesn't create that round hairline look, but it's still prohibited to destroy that part of the hair. That's negative commandment 43. Negative commandment number 44 is the prohibition against destroying the beard. The beard. Now, there are different halachic authorities who have different opinions on what destroying it means. The Kabbalistic view is the most stringent view, and that is that we are not allowed to trim the beard or to shorten it and to interfere with its growth in any way. But there are different discussions, and this is the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. We're not getting into practical halacha, so if you need practical guidance, ask your LOR, your local Orthodox rabbi. Okay, negative commandment 40, the prohibition against a man dressing like a woman. Why is that in Hilchos Avedos Kechavim? Because the origins of that practice were idolatrous. Now, it doesn't mean that people who do that are doing it in order to worship idols, but originally, at least in biblical times, it had those associations. And even if it doesn't have those associations, the prohibition still stands. That's prohibition 40. Men should not dress like women. Now, again, this is Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's not practical halacha. So if you want to know what that means to dress like a woman, because obviously throughout history, in different places, different locales, different cultures, there are different norms as far as what's considered a man's way of dressing and a woman's way of dressing. So for practical implementation, obviously you have to ask, again, your LOR, your local Orthodox rabbi. But this is the mitzvah, at least in concept, which is negative commandment number 40, a man may not dress like a woman. Negative commandment number 39, you know what that is? A woman may not dress like a man. That's negative commandment 39. Negative commandment 41. Again, not things that you would normally associate with idol worship, but originally it definitely had those associations, and it's still prohibited nonetheless. Negative commandment 41 is the prohibition against tattooing, writing permanent writing or symbols or signs or marks in one's skin. That is a negative commandment. Prohibition. Negative commandment number 45, scarring, self-mutilation, cutting oneself in order to create marks. That is a prohibition. Negative, and it used to be something that was ubiquitous to idolatrous practice. It was part of their ceremony, part of their ritual. But it's still prohibited, even if it doesn't have those connotations today. Negative commandment 171, this is the final prohibition of today and the final prohibition in our study of the laws that have to do with idolatry, and that is the prohibition against tearing out patches of hair. Yes, that was done specifically as an expression of mourning or grief. The idol worshippers would tear out patches of hair as a way of expressing their sadness. They would mutilate themselves by tearing out a clump of hair. So that is a prohibition. We're not allowed to do that. Don't tear out your hair. And those are our mitzvahs for today. And as I said, we finished all the mitzvahs that have to do with idol worship, Baruch Hashem. And tomorrow, I'll give you a little preview, a little teaser. in the three chapters of Dev Mishnah Torah, we're going to start Hilchas Tshuva, the laws of return, of returning to Hashem. It's going to be very exciting. Join us tomorrow.